An ISU researcher's project is getting a $13 million boost from the U.S. Department of Energy. Professor of Genetics John Sedbrook is leading development of a new cover crop called pennycress. Our own Dana Vollmer talks with Sedbrook about how finding the right seed can help the environment and farmers' bottom line.
Many people in the audience may know that pennycress has a weed. It grows pretty common throughout the Midwest and other temperate regions of the world. And what's so special about it is that it has extreme cold tolerance. It produces a lot of seeds. It's actually a relative of canola, and we've made genetic changes to it that it now has the same oil and seed meal qualities as canola, and we can grow it in the off season throughout the Midwest here, planting it after corn and then harvesting right before you put in soybeans.
You got another infusion of cash, not your first time getting some USDA funding to do this research, but the goal here is to strengthen the genetics of pennycress to be able to use it for biofuels. Can you explain what that process looks like and kind of what that additional infusion of dollars is going to allow you to do?
As you mentioned, we got $10 million from the USDA last year. It's called the I Prefer Project. And that project is to put the finishing touches on this initial version one of the crop and to work out the agronomics to make sure it grows consistently year to year, and also to build out the supply chain. So, you know, when you're starting from scratch, you need to have people to plant it, to harvest it, to store the seeds and process it. And that's what that project's for. So with this new $13 million DOE project does is it's the next step in developing this crop to make it more resilient and consistent in producing seed. So as we speak, we're collecting pennycress seeds from around the world that are growing everywhere. We're actually using this site called iNaturalist. It's actually pretty amazing. But essentially, we're having people from countries from all over the world sending us seed, and then we'll be interrogating the genes in those different plants that we're growing in all sorts of environment, where it's hot, where it's cold, or, you know, where it's dry, different light conditions. And then with supercomputing, we can tease out these genes that will make the plant more resilient to these different stresses. And that's what will go into this crop and next in future generations.
How many people are sending you seeds?
Yeah, well, they're just collecting the weeds. So pennycress, we're launching it as a crop here within 2 years. That's the timeline for this CoverCress Inc., the startup company. So this iNaturalist site is really amazing. If people are interested in exploring nature, you can go out with your smartphone and point it at a plant or at an animal. iNaturalist is the name of the site. There's a app for your phone called Seek, and it will actually ID the plant or animal for you, and then you can post that on the internet. And so people are doing that around the world. And so every day we look for people posting about pennycress or a sighting of pennycress, and then we message them and ask if they can send us seed. And so we've got people in Russia and Ukraine and England and Germany that are collecting seeds, and then they'll be sending them here. And so along with the use for this project, we'll make those seeds publicly available to other scientists for doing all sorts of interesting research.
And once we are rolling out pennycress as a crop, how do we get farmers interested in planting it?
You know, when we talk about this, it sounds kind of pie in the sky, and you can imagine people are skeptical, and for good reason. As a scientist, too, when I first heard about this plant, actually, I had a businessman literally knock on my door one day and ask me to help out with developing this plant. And, you know, I was skeptical in the beginning, but the more I looked into it, I saw the great potential for this plant to be a crop. And so I don't think it's a question of if, it's a matter of when we'll fully develop this. But when this crop is fully developed, it can be planted throughout the 80 million acre Midwest Corn Belt. So 80 million acres, and at 1,500 pounds of seed per acre is the entry point where you can make money along the entire value chain, from farmers to processors, et cetera. So this is, you know, nobody's going to get really rich off this, but along the entire value chain, it's going to be adding money to the bottom line, which we really need in these tough economic times, especially for farmers. So what makes this a win-win scenario and proposition is not only do you have the economic benefits, but are pretty substantial environmental benefits as well. So in the fall through spring, if you drive out in the countryside, especially here in Illinois, you see very little on the fields, right? So there's no cover crops being planted. And if you look nationally, there's only about 5% of the land is planted in cover crops, which is totally totally unnatural, right? The land is not meant to be sitting empty for how many months from whenever you harvest the corn or soybeans to the spring. So what's beneficial is to plant living cover. So there are grasses that you can plant and wild radish and so on, but those you can't make money off of. So the beauty of pennycress is it's one of the rare cover crops, if not the only cover crop, that has those environmental benefits, and yet farmers can make some money off it at the same time, which will help encourage adoption of this new crop.
That's ISU geneticist John Sedbrook speaking with WGLT's Dana Vollmer.